was it again?
Gordon!
No, what was his name? I can't remember. Gordon! Oh, that's it.
Gordon.
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 Gordon. Here we go.
Music.
Gordon.
Gordon Key.
Hello, Gordonio.
Hello, my dear sweet invasion friends.
How are you, sir?
I'm great. Fantastic, of course.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
Yes.
Feeling nice and thin.
Are you?
No, not really. I've lost 15 pounds, though.
Yeah? I found it.
Just by giving up dessert for Lent.
When you turned around and walked off, I found it.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were Catholic.
It's all in that junk.
Not. Anglican is the it's the one that I practice, I guess, the most.
And you said, did you
kind of a Buddhist Anglican, I guess.
Do you give up things for Lent often? Is that an every year thing?
No, I haven't done it in years and years. And this, it was funny. This year I was sitting at a breakfast place of my choosing and I realized that it was Ash Wednesday. I was like, oh, man, I'm going to go to Ash Wednesday service. It starts in like 30 minutes. It starts at like noon. And so I cruised down and went to Ash Wednesday service. First time I've been to church in probably years. And so I did it, and I said, I'll do Lent this year. So that's what I did.
Did you have the...
Had the imposition of the ashes, as they say.
Now, is that something that you are not supposed to wash off? You're supposed to let it just go away naturally, or do you leave it up there for a while?
The tradition is you kind of leave it on there for the rest of the day.
Okay.
And then you, I guess, wash it off at night.
Okay. First time in church in years, huh? But your father is not very happy about that.
So, I think so. He was never too much of a stickler, which I'm sure was very uncomfortable for him. Because I think that I kind of stopped going when he was still pastor, really, when I was in high school. I didn't go that often.
You know, I saw something.
But he never mentioned it to me.
It is funny how you have that evolution because, of course, me growing up, it was, you're going. You have no choice.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to a particular age to where you can kind of make your own decision, but you're always pushed to the fact that you still need to go. That's what we do. That's how you were raised.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I went for a long time not going. And then I do believe that there were a lot of gentlemen in the church that saw the wife going all by herself and thought, hey, she's kind of available. She's always here by herself. Let's see what's up with her.
Okay. Yeah.
Then it's like, oh, well, you know what?
Donovan went back to church just to be possessive of his wife.
Just to mark the territory. Hey.
The territory.
Here I am. I'm here.
The married dudes were going and being like, man, that one's better than mine.
Oh, even the single guys.
Okay.
Did I tell you the one time?
Didn't he call at the house or something?
Fresh off of our marriage, not even a year into it, we were in the apartment. And yeah, guy called the house, just asked for her like it was nothing, and I handed her the phone.
That's
like
trust.
I'm her dad or something.
1 second.
Well, you should have handed her the phone. She's her own person. She can talk to whomever she wants,
right? Like 11:15 at night?
Sure.
On a weeknight?
Yeah, speak to you loud, please.
Yeah, here you go. I just roll over and go back to bed like it's
when
nothing.
She goes, hey, baby. And rolls over.
No, the rudeness in her voice as she was on the phone let me know that that was not supposed to happen.
Oh, good.
And she was not happy.
Yeah, you can't call the house directly.
Yeah, you're right. Just hang up.
If he should have called her second cell phone.
Right.
You can't leave a
page
record.
Me. Please page me next time.
You can leave notes with little cutout letters on it for each other.
Well, no, we don't want to do that.
Meet me
like a kidnapping notes
after church on Sunday.
So I had to start going back, not because of the love of going to church and the love of the Lord. It's because she may have been taken away.
You had to defend.
Yeah, my honor. My honor.
Did you grow up in church, Matt?
No.
Doesn't appear like you did. So I just...
Thank you. Not really. My mom, I think, wanted us to go to church, and we went to a couple of different ones, but it never was. I actually went to church without my parents starting in seventh grade when we moved to Rockwall because the guys I met were really into youth ministry and that type of thing. So I went with them on my own. I went to Lake Point Baptist out there for seventh, eighth, all through high school. Went every Wednesday for youth group, did that whole thing.
Pretty involved.
Went to church camp every summer. Really enjoyed it. I was active in Baptist student ministries my first year or two of college.
That is very active.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden.
Yeah, I remember the moment, too.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Would you like to share?
You're in a safe place.
Yeah, I was,
yeah, no one's listening.
I would have been 21 or 22. Because everybody thinks the way that I am.
Play the
like,
sensitive piano music.
Yeah, no, this was interesting. So I had gotten, I did theater and all this, and I was in radio in college, and I started to be curious about improv and stand-up comedy and stuff, so I was trying some different things around campus. And so I was doing stand-up, and I was starting to already have some, I don't even know how to describe it. I guess the idea of you need to live your life this way, and all of us should fit in between these lines didn't make a lot of sense to me. And as I was starting to get into my 20s, I thought, well, for instance, I lived with some guys that when I turned 21, I went out and bought some beer and put it in the fridge. And one of them came to my room one day. He's like, hey, man, we can't have alcohol in the house. I was like, why not? We're all 21. He's like, it's just too tempting for some people that may come over that could be struggling with that. And so little things like that were happening. I was like, what is going on? And so I was up doing this stand-up bit at Baptist Student Ministries one day, and somebody stands up and goes, do you think that's funny to make fun of? I forget what it was exactly, but
cripple
I was,
people?
No, it wasn't that. No. It was some
minorities.
It was something. No, it was something in the Olympics with a nationality.
Uh-oh.
And they're like, we bring these foreign students here, and this is what they see, and this isn't welcoming. And I remember just going, for whatever reason, that was the straw that broke the whole thing. And I go,
when you were making fun of foreigners.
Kind of, yeah. But I wasn't. And it's hard because I don't remember the exact way
you
I was
describing. You don't remember the joke.
Yeah.
I want to hear these old stand-up routines.
No, they were just stupid.
Did you know 21. He did stand-up?
No.
In Baptist settings? I mean, this was pretty odd.
What's up with the cross, huh?
No, but I said in the mic, I go, are you serious? And they're like, yeah, this is. And I go, I'm done. And I set it down, and my friends come, hey, you got to come back. I was like, no, I'm out.
You quit stand-up and religion the same day.
Yeah.
They start like, slow clapping. They thought it as a part of the act. They're like, man, that was great.
And I was like, I have zero desire to. I'm just so tired of the judgy, you got to live this, you got to do this. I'm out. I don't want to be around that. And that was it.
That will turn a lot of people off because you think inside the church or whatever you're going that it's, like you just said, a safe space. And it's not because it is judgy. It's gossipy. It is all that. It is people wanting to make sure that they have the power and no, you can't do this because I've been doing this for years and you just can't come in here, you young whippersnapper. Like it can turn a lot of people off. And that's, I think sometimes people are looking for an excuse to not go. And that's, oh, you know what? That's it. I'm done.
Right.
Or it's legit for some other people that are being harassed or they don't feel like it's what they expected it to be as far as you just, you know, your faith or whatever. So. It's a fine line, man.
Well, it's a human organization. Like any time that humans gather, you're going to have people being human, which is judgy and gossipy and clicky and all of that. But at the same time, it depends on if you find that in some percentage that is small, then it shouldn't be an excuse not to go. Now, if you go and you're just having a miserable time because everyone around you is being that way, that's a different matter.
That's a different matter. And if the,
because half the time I'll go to a place of a venue, a club, and there's always a percentage is acting like a jackass. And I don't say, well, the whole club business is just BS.
Right. True.
Because of the way those people right there are acting.
I think generally it's a positive experience. Like I like the, and there's something to this, the group positivity of if you're singing worship or if you're all together, it's a positive environment. They try to be very welcoming. Some people can find it off-putting every time, especially the non-denominational, you know, you may go on a Sunday like, hey, you ever been here before? Come on in, man. Hey, right over here, we got coffee, that type of whole thing.
It's like you walked onto a car
lot.
Man,
like, I get you're trying to be welcoming, but for me, that doesn't hit. But for a lot of people, it probably does, and it probably works. There's a reason behind it. So I don't know, maybe on a smaller scale in a different environment, there would be an appeal to it. But the big time, massive mega church that seems to be so populous across this area, I just got burned out on it.
Yeah, it used to kind of turn me off a bit as far as the huge, huge church, because I feel like if you have a leader that should know everyone that's kind of following them, and if they're the voice that's giving you the word, then they have to be a little accommodating to their members also. And that used to kind of turn me off, but we've joined a church that is pretty big now. And the pastor, man, he makes it a point. At least he can fake it really well if he really doesn't know you or whatever, man. He does a really good point of making it having a small church feel, being a really, really big church.
And I think,
and we've enjoyed it. It's
been great.
There's
something to that. Again, like the messages are, and I've been to church many, many times years ago, that they're positive messages. And I think even if you're not religious per se, if you're more spiritual or open to working on self and understanding and listening, you can take something away from those types of sermons and messages that you hear and see, okay, does that apply to me? Is there something I could work on this week that he's talking about? And I enjoyed that because I've gone with people I've been with in the past. I went to a Catholic church a few years ago, and it wasn't for me, but I could see the message and understand and think, how does this apply to me? Is there something in my life that I could help be a better person when I'm out in the world? So I think there's something that works in that sense.
Right. Yeah, that's always been my approach. I think that I drive some religious people crazy because I'm of the mind, I don't even know if I should say this, but, you know, I'm of the mind that it doesn't matter to me what's true. It matters to me what's useful. And if this is useful, that's what I'm into.
Yeah.
And the people that get distracted by, because I grew up with some people who they were literalist, like they had to believe that the Bible was literal and everything. And if you're that way and you're listening, that's your deal. It wasn't my deal. But that seems to me to just be a distraction to what could be the greater cause and purpose of us gathering in some place. And that is to better our lives, add meaning to our lives, and lessen suffering for others.
Yep.
That should be the focus.
I just think sometimes the platform is misused because you do have a responsibility if you're there and you are the head of this to give out those messages that, okay, it's not all going to, you know, it's not going to be Skittles and pancakes every time, but at least you know that you have this platform to try and do some good. And then a lot of things, do you let distractions get in the way, whether it's money, whether it's agendas, or anything that kind of gets in the way, and that will turn some people off. And, you know, you can't make everyone happy.
I want to hear more about the Skittles and Pancakes church. That sounded pretty good to me.
That's just the greatest two combinations ever. So if anything sounds great,
like Skittles and pancakes into the crowd and throwing Skittles.
You have my undivided attention and my open wallet if you make everything Skittles and pancakes.
Man, when I was young and we used to have pancake dinners at church, I thought that was the
best. We would stay at my grandparents' house. Uh-huh. And she would know that the kids wanted pancakes, but my grandfather didn't. He didn't want them. Yeah. He just wanted his eggs, bacon, and toast. That was it. But we wanted pancakes. And she would, it's the.
But having pancakes for dinner is the best thing ever.
Any time of day.
You're getting away with something.
Any time of day.
Man.
That's my favorite thing in the whole wide world.
Have you put Skittles in pancakes?
No.
I wonder if you could do that, or would they just...
You can do whatever you want.
So I think that I cause a lot of people to look over at my table, and they're concerned about me because I use so much butter.
That's what it's there
like
for.
The pancakes need to be completely saturated
in
with butter.
And then syrup.
Yes.
Man. And then more butter.
And then floating in syrup. And I watch other people, and they take the butter off of the pancake.
That's,
they have that huge, nice, beautiful ice cream scoop of butter right in the center of it, and they just take that whole thing off, put it on a side plate, and then I watch them drizzle decorative syrup across the top, like maybe just a squiggle of it. I'm like, that's not proper pancake eating.
The butter, taking off the butter, is sacrilegious.
Yeah.
And that's something that maybe you may go to
Jesus
hell over.
At the Last Supper buttered between every single pancake.
Everything, right. Now, I'm not drowning in syrup, but I do use a lot, but it's just in sections because I don't want it to get soggy, because I don't want it to have the appearance of gravy, which
see,
I hate so much.
I use syrup as gravy.
But you're going to basically cut some holes in the top of your pancake.
I don't even
that'll soak in.
I make a
in.
Pancake soup is what it basically is.
Oh, God.
It's a syrup butter soup that has little chunks of pancakes floating in it.
Okay. That's way too that much, almost man. Sounds disgusting, but.
Kind of, a little bit.
I'm still not going to.
I haven't had a pancake in who knows how long.
Oh, my gosh.
There's such a thing as really bad pancakes. Bad pancakes are horrible.
Like the old school microwave ones. Do you ever have those? You get the frozen ones?
You just can't get them right. You can't heat them up right because you can have 85% coverage of great pancake. But that 15 that you may have to cut off because it's hard or it's not warmed up yet, it's just, you can't get it right. But there are particular places, man, that...
It's like eating cake. So good, fluffy.
In some places they do it where they can get the outside crispy, but the inside still soft.
Yeah.
That's how I like it. I love it.
Okay, that sounded terribly.
It's good, though.
It is good. And now I want pancakes.
Yeah, and then
pancakes,
throw some Skittles on top of
that. Slot machines, Skittles are my three loves. And then my wife is fourth. Yeah, she knows it.
If only those guys at church had known. They show up, plate of pancakes and some Skittles. Hey, you're like, all right.
My attention is diverted, and they're just all over talking to my wife. Or something. It would have been perfect distraction. They would have had all her attention because I'm just gnawing down. All right, put up the signal.
Yes,
that is Gordon. We talk church and pancakes.
Church and pancakes.
That's what I love about Gordon.
Gordon!
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 Yeah!